Oh, we tryna pen on the oppas. Bitch, I'm a 300 dentist of flockers. Like who hotter? Top shotters. Hoodied up, dread down like a roster. I'ma stay hang out the V, tryna fuck em. Pop em, cowboy. Everything out the, we gon' hop em. Boy, hop out with the, tryna chop em. Fuck up, brody, we spit for a week. Slava K only spit for a V's. Got a little thotted out, holding my beam. Fuck that little boo who got left in a V. Slava two chops, it's like 30 each. I've been feeding the itch and the catcher watching. And feed money, I've been left on the scene. Nasty a bitch, nigga backed on his knees.
This is 300 DOA, blow for the guys.
I'm on go for the guys.
Smoke a O with the guys.
I hang out the V with the pole, let it fly. They keep dissing that guy and get back on
the wall. My only question is, what's wrong with that young man? Why is he so angry?
It's a different life we out here living, Sean. You left New York and shit, so you don't know what niggas is going through out here, son.
Shit is crazy out there.
What? I'm saying, you live in that nice gated community now and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? You lost touch with the streets.
I don't know, bro. I'm on the east side, though, where I'm at, though. It's a little different over there.
They heard you came up. You know what I'm saying?
Shit. It ain't that east side.
They said you got all types of condos and shit now. You driving two cars. One is just for luxury and shit.
I have been looking at another car. I do want another car, but not right now, of course. We got to be realistic, you know? It's been a while since I even had one, period. So now that I have one, you know, I can officially, you know, I guess kind of look and window shop when I see stuff. And, you know, that's that. I missed y'all last week, man.
Yeah, you was out. You was grinding. I'm saying we all got to bust that move sometimes.
Yeah, I was running around, man. And it started getting to a certain time. I was like, man, I'm about to just like, I'm going to sit this one out.
We help.
It'd be like that.
Yeah. So good. Now we right back to it.
What's good? How y'all feeling, though?
You already know how I'm feeling right now. I'm icing up, man. It was a long fight. I lost. I'm icing up right now and shit. You know how that go, man.
But we don't even know what happened to you.
So, all right, this is what happened, man. This is some bull, too, right? I'm in the crib. I'm working, you know what I'm saying? Editing, trying to get this thing out. Shout out. I did some stuff for freaking Essence for Fashion Week. And, I'm here. Next thing you know, the smoke detector is fucking going off. So I go out. I'm saying my goddaughter, she in the kitchen chefing some shit up. Got the smoke detector going off. So I walk out the door. I start raising my hand to hit the button on the smoke detector. And that shit just closed on my fucking hand as I'm raising my hand up. Then I open the door, get that shit off my hand. And once I moved, then the fucking wind blows the fucking door closed again. And the chair that's sitting behind it falls down flat. So now I can't even get in this motherfucker. So now I'm locked out of the fucking studio without the door even being locked.
You got some funny juju going on right now, man. You gotta balance yourself, man. Slow down, man. Slow down.
The universe is trying to tell you, slow down, brother. That's what it's trying to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy in these streets, man. It's crazy.
When you get older, you just get upset about shit.
Bruh. I was so tight, man. And like, I was mostly tight. First of all, the dog was locked in here too. So that was one thing. Then my phone is locked in here and the computer. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yo, you can't even really bust a move if you need to bust a move. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because you can't just go out without your phone. That's just crazy talk.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta have that shit. Cause I can't even call an Uber if I need to call an Uber. Now I gotta start trying to flag cabs down in the street and shit. That shit is rough nowadays, man. Cause motherfuckers are so crazy, cabs ain't be trying to stop. Even the regular cabs, they got their little selves together and got them an app and shit. Like all of the little fucking Bronx joints that, you know what I'm saying? The fucking guys and shit like that, and boy Kenyas and all of them motherfuckers, they on the app and shit now too, cause you know motherfuckers be out here crazy. So I'm fucking icing this shit down. You know what I'm saying? I still got work. I got to shoot tomorrow, so I can't be fucking around. So
hopefully. You definitely got to ice, though.
Yeah. You gonna wrap your hand? What you gonna do, man?
I don't know. I'll see how I feel in the morning. It's a light shoe. I'm just taking pictures, so it ain't like nothing too crazy. If I was like filming, I might have had somebody swap, you know what I'm saying, take the shoe for me. But it's just pictures though, so I could freak it for the most part with my right hand anyway.
Cause you ambidextrous like that.
No, it's not even that. It's just that the button is on the right hand side. If it was on the left, I'd have been fucked.
You
know what I'm saying?
You know.
The fact that it's on the right hand side, I'm alright. You know what I'm saying?
Cause you know your hands and the placement.
Man, you'll get through, man. You'll get through. If it's hurting, you may definitely go to the fucking hospital, man.
Please.
Yeah, I'm gonna just see how I feel. You know what I'm saying? In the morning, like I said, and as long as everything is copacetic, you know what I'm saying?
And
it's all good.
Man, it's here, son.
That's how you feel. I miss my babies, man.
You know, the people can't see Ant just throwing his blue blockers real quick.
Well, you look nuts, bro.
He throwing his blue blockers at the
crib. No, these are Sean shits. He left these at my house. I don't even know fucking when. So I kept saying, bro, if they here, they here. I'm going to find them. Don't worry. And then finally when we started to move, I found them shits. I was like, yo, is these yours? He's like, yeah. So I just fucking with Sean right now. Better have him get to New York before they just, you know what I'm saying, be lost in the sauce again. So, help him get your damn classes.
Nah, I'm gonna be there soon. No worries.
Let's let the people know what they're listening to, though. We ain't even let them know what they're listening to.
Shooting
the motherfucking shit.
Yeah, man.
Where we want to start?
So y'all got into a lot of stuff, and I'm trying to I don't know certain shit I kind of want to double back on or.
Go ahead. Bring it
back for the first time.
Take it from the top. Talk to us.
So this is a random crazy story. How 50 took a picture with somebody, and the lady wanted. And so 50 took a picture with somebody he thought was a fan. She actually was a doctor, and she used the picture for a male enhancement ad.
That's violation. First of all, you can't even do that because you know how men feel about they juniors. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But you definitely can't take no fucking picture with 50 and use it for some male enhancement shit. That's crazy. You know he's coming for you. Like that, he's the last person you should play that game with.
Because
some motherfuckers just take a check and be like, all right, fuck it. No, 50's going to embarrass you. He gonna try to end your shit. Like, nah, he ain't the one.
I was just about to say King Petty is the wrong person to play them type of games with. They try to insinuate because they hit it with the caption of, you know, we appreciate him stopping by today, as if he had like some sort of appointment there and shit. So all that is bad. And I'm sure not only are they taking the pictures down quick, they'll try to figure it out with 50 very quickly.
Yeah, he got time, man. Unfortunately, like he's just definitely one of those people that you gotta leave him alone, man. And they think that, okay, he's gonna be cool about it. Nah, bro. And see that, and that's also when a motherfucker don't know who they playing with too. Like they think that the shit is just gonna be cool. Oh, random. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were saying how you notice how like white people have one language versus we have multiple languages. So we turn different languages on when we talk to different people, but they just talk always the same way.
Yeah, that's a fact. I mean, because you got to be able to adapt. As we always say, when you come from the backgrounds we come from, you know what I'm saying? The same mindset you have when you're in your neighborhood is not what you can have when you're going for them job interviews or when you're in corporate America. So we learn at a young age how to kind of navigate those different scenarios and circumstances. So you got to have multiple languages.
Thanks. It's crazy. But how we feeling about football season right now, fellas?
I don't want to talk about football season right now.
You know I don't want to talk about football season right now.
Ain't your Giants like 2-0 or something?
Yeah, and I'm very happy about that. And congrats, you know, to the Giants. I'm proud of them because, you know, I ain't seen I don't think I've been proud of the Giants for some time now, but to start off the way they have, winning, you know what I'm saying, the way they did, especially this last game, there's still a lot of room for improvement. But, yeah, I'm very happy about that. You know what I'm saying? I think they should be able to pull off another win this week against your Cowboys as well. But I'm still tight because I lost on a fucking crazy ticket because the Ravens defense wanted to give up 28 points in the fourth quarter. I had, Eric, you seen how many things I had on the ticket
that I had $100 in play.
Bruh, it was so crazy. And I'm like, all right, all I need is when they was up 21, I said, all right, all I need is 20 more yards from Tyreek Hill in the touchdown. This motherfucker gonna go off 190 and two touchdowns. Fuck my whole shit up. All I needed was to win. 1 point. I was good.
He thought you said 220. He's like, he need the 220. Let me start going off right now.
Exactly. I felt like when these motherfuckers on the Murder Inc. shit, when they was talking about Gilbert Arenas, when they was at the game, they lost that 50,000. I was like, this is some bullshit.
I mean, the gambling joint is crazy though, man. Because I be seeing like you saw that dude that had like a $7 10 team like parlay that end up hit for like $200,000, bro. I'm like, yo, the luck of some fucking people, bro.
Like, all I wanted was $1,000 ticket to get through.
We out here just trying to get a couple hundred dollars, maybe $1,000, and homie out there saying, I'm just gonna put this 10 team ticket together, and it just casually hits.
But you know what, though? You gotta win. You gotta get in there to play. You gotta get in there and play to actually win the game, man.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. And that's the thing that motherfuckers are scared to do. Like, a lot of shit out here is the gamble, yo. You know what I'm saying? $7? You got $7. You waste $7 on bullshit all the time. You know? But motherfuckers will be like, nah, I ain't gonna do it. Man.
No, I ain't knocking it because Tripp and I, you know, like, we talk every week pretty much about tickets that we got out there and who we like, who we don't like. So we obviously active. We trying to get that $7 ticket going.
And we was both waiting for football season to start before we started getting back into it.
Yeah. It'd be that bullshit like Baltimore blowing a 21-point lead in the fourth quarter that'll fuck up a ticket. Like, come on, man.
It ain't make no kind of sense, bro. No kind of sense whatsoever. For them to give up 28 points, like, and I knew it was over when they didn't get the touchdown at the end of the in overtime when they didn't get the touchdown.
What, that last drive? The last Tucker drive, got that. Yeah.
When they kicked the field goal, I knew it was over because Miami's momentum was just it was too much at that point. So if you didn't score a touchdown, at least to have it to where they would have had the, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if they want to win, go for the two, which would have been really risky in that situation. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like, oh, this is some bullshit, son. All I needed was 1 point. Yes.
I mean, how you feeling, Sean? You're out there with Andy Dalton 2.0. You know what I'm saying? Cooper Listen, Rush.
Listen, man. Being a Dallas Cowboys fan is stressful. See, the thing is, I tell you guys this every year. I'm a more realistic fan. I don't get into these verbal fisticuffs to other people about things. I've known what's been going on for some time now. You know, I'm when we win, I'm going to be happy. When we lose, it's going to be like, okay, I'm not going to stress myself out.
You've seen it too many times already.
you know those old sayings, like, you know, our football team and our barbers are like the people that we hold like dear to, like, oh, you seen old boy with the Bears?
Oh, man.
He was like, this has been my team for 22 years. I only knew you for 2 months. And he was pissed.
That's how it be, though. Yeah. Women don't understand that, bro. If you're a sports fan like we are, you grow up with a team. So a lot of times your team been around longer than your girl. Like, you know what I'm saying? So you ain't trying to hear her mouth when your team lose. And that's what women got to understand. Like, this is not the time. Just don't say nothing to me right now. Let me be. Unless you not bringing me something to eat or something to drink, just let me be right now.
And women know how to push your buttons too. And it's like when you in those moments, man, and your emotions is high and your team just lost a brutal one, especially if it's don't let it be a playoff game and you going home. Like, you don't want to hear shit from nobody. And it's like, yo, when it's your lady, you like, yo, I can't, you know what I'm saying, body slam her right now. You got to eat that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's nothing you could do.
And women don't understand, too, like, especially with football, right? Like, if you're a baseball fan, baseball is a long season, right? That's 162 games. Basketball is a long season. That's 82 games. Football, I only got these 17 games.
Facts.
So I done waited, right? Like, none of our teams is in the Super Bowl. So I done waited since January for the season to start back up.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This shit don't start in September. I done waited 8 months to get back to the shit. I didn't talk myself into the team. I didn't hype myself up. If this shit go bad in the first month, I feel like it's a waste now.
Yeah.
It's like now this winter seems even longer now that my team is bad because I got to go through this whole process all over again.
Facts.
It's not like I said, it's not like baseball where it's like a long season where so even if your team is bad at the beginning of the year in baseball, it's like, yo, we got a lot of time though. We'll figure it out.
Yep.
We'll get it going, right? The Yankees went through that tough patch a couple weeks ago. Yeah. But you knew like, oh, we still got time before the playoffs. But if that was at the NFL and you have a bad month, your season's over.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's four games.
Yeah.
Yep. And that could change the whole conference, yo.
Yeah, exactly, bro. That's why, like, I mean, for the Giants, my expectations was low. So anything they do is like a bonus. I'll feel happy at the end of the season. But, you know what I'm saying, with the Ravens, I expect them to be back in the playoffs. Like, I don't know what the fuck happened to their defense in that fourth quarter. Like, that was just crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if Cats is still rusty, but they should have shook that off when week one. We in week two now, and you let these cats put up 28? That's ridiculous, man.
Well, what happens sometimes, too, and I like the Ravens, but what happens is you play a team that ain't too good week one, and then you kind of get this false hope. Like, oh, yeah, we straight.
Yeah,
they played the Jets week one. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, oh, yeah, we good. Then when you play a better team, you realize, oh, nah, we got some work to do, bro. We got some shit we need to figure out and get this shit right, man. But football season, man, it's a beautiful thing, but it could definitely be torture at times, man.
Yep. And Lamar put up 38. It's like, yo, like, what more you want him to do out there? He ran for 116 and a touchdown. Like, you got to give him some help.
He did my fantasy some justice. I appreciate it. All right.
Yeah.
He had like 77 points. He had like 77.
Word. Shout out for me this week. Definitely Justin Herbert put up good numbers from Thursday night. Shout out to Jay on that because he made a trade with me that he may have thought was a great. I loved it from the jump.
Yeah.
He wanted CeeDee Lamb for Justin Herbert. I immediately jumped at it because I figured CeeDee was going to struggle. But more importantly, I needed a quarterback because Trey Lance was going to be my quarterback.
And
so it worked out perfectly because I really didn't want to go through a whole season with Trey Lance, and now Trey is gone for the year anyway.
Yeah, word, fact, damn. And I feel
bad. And
for
shout out to Stephon Diggs. Stephon Diggs, he killed it on Monday night. That secured the win for me right there.
Shout out to the Bills defense because I almost slipped up messing around. I had CJ this week. I almost slipped up, and the Bills defense held me down. Cause they caught a pick six, they caught a fumble. Like in the second half of that game, it was getting ugly. And the good thing about the defense is it don't matter if the first string cornerback sit down for the last 5 minutes of the game. The defense has still got to play. So whatever, you know what I'm saying, whatever, if they making stops out there or forcing turnovers, I'm still getting points for that. So I was good, and I managed to sneak by and win by like eight, some shit like that. But I was definitely cooked for a minute.
You was nervous?
I was. I ain't gonna hold you. Did I see the defense? I was like, oh, shit. All right, you know what? I'm good. Then my homie caught that pick six. It was over.
Yeah, fantasy be having your nerves all fucked up, man. But it's cool, though, because you get it, you know what I mean? You pay attention to stuff that's going on a whole lot more, you know what I mean, versus what you would do before. But that fucking NFL red zone is probably something that's definitely a plus if you do play fantasy, too, because you can see everything.
Facts. But that's why I was thinking this. I'm like, yo, Madden needs to do what 2K did this year and add the NFL, you know what I'm saying, ticket to the game. Like,
you ain't got to worry about that.
You know what I'm saying?
Next year, you ain't got to worry about that because next year Amazon is getting it. So if you got an Amazon subscription, keep that joint. That's why you see Amazon already got the Thursday night games now.
Yeah, facts.
Next year, I believe next year is when they take over all the games on Sundays. So if you got your subscription, you'll be able to tune in to all the games.
Oh, that's lit. That's lit. I'm gonna keep that. Yo, I'm never giving up my Amazon. I don't care if I don't buy nothing. Like, I'm gonna have, like, I'm gonna always have Amazon. It's, bro, packages, calls, movies, a channel. Come on, football. Come on, man. What are we doing here, man? Yo, did y'all talk about how they messed with my man Ray J?
Who messing with Ray J now?
He threatening the, you know, mom.
Oh, with the the Jenner Kardashian. We briefly got into that, him exposing him.
Okay, I just wanted to bring light to that because, you know, Ray J, you know.
Good for Ray J. He needs some get back.
Yeah.
You know, he
got to.
He was on College Hill this last season. He need, you know, let him get some get back. Fuck it.
Can't make my man look bad all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I hate that whole situation at this point anyway, bro. Like, whatever happened, like, let's just move on from that shit, be for real.
Yeah.
Because I hate that it keeps giving them life. It becomes a crutch almost for the Kardashians to talk about anytime they don't have nothing else to talk about. It's like, well, you know, they might release another tape. Like, why y'all still leaning on that shit? Shit happened, what, 16 years ago, 17 years ago?
They be doing nasty shit on fucking Twitter anyways. Nobody want to see that shit.
Yeah, it just becomes that crutch. Like, yo, enough, B. Nobody gives a fuck. Ain't nobody checking for a second tape. We done seen you naked for the last 17 years anyway.
Yeah. For a minute, I used to really be bothered by her getting naked, and I just had to take myself out of this and say, yo, bro, you don't know her. All right? If that's what she wants to do, you can do that. She can do that. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, I had to say the same thing because I started feeling the same way. Like, yo, cause you know what it is? Everybody keeps talking about it and then you get pulled into them conversations. All three of us are very conscious, you know, thinkers. So when you hear people talk my shit, you're going to have some sort of opinion on it. And then before you know it, you're constantly in these conversations. After a while, like you said, you got to be like, yo, hold on. Why the fuck do I care?
No.
Yeah. I ain't got to lay next to her. She ain't my woman. I don't give a fuck.
At all. That shit crazy. Yo, y'all see how I fucked my mustache up, man. I had to make it a little thinner and shit.
Don't worry, the people can't see it.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it, though. I can't be like a Dominican baseball player, though. I can't be out here like Poppy and all this shit.
Yo, I ain't going to hold you. I was unpacking it today, and I felt good because I found my my Delancey Street, John. So, you know, I'm back now.
How your hand feeling, man?
I was getting there.
We gotta check in because you type motherfucker won't say nothing.
It's on ice right now. It's good money.
You that relative. You gonna be that relative. You tell your family how you doing though?
Yes, Sean, I do. Okay.
All right. I gotta make Sean, sure.
I speak to my family thing. Damn near every day. They stalk me. Okay. I have no choice but to speak to my family.
Yeah, you gotta ask your friends these things.
Yes, several times a day I speak to my family. they don't give me any peace. So yes, I speak to them all the time, all day, every day, damn near.
I mean, that's some support, man. What else we got since the last time we spoke, Sean? Hold on.
We can't just skip over. We started talking about sports. We gotta give my man Aaron Judge his flowers right now while he's having this amazing season. He's at 60 right now.
I know. Yeah. I thought you were about to say he tonight.
He not yet. He's 2-for-4 right now. They up 8-2. He's 2-for-4 right now. But you know what I'm saying, he's at 60. You know what I'm saying, he got enough games. Remember, I told you, Eric, as long as he passed Roger Maris, that would have been good for me. I mean, if he go past Barry, that's just even way more respect you got to give to him. But
what's Roger Maris? 62?
61.
Yeah. But the fact that, and I didn't even realize this until yesterday, Aaron Judge is actually in contention for the Triple Crown as well.
Mm. Yeah. Like, I think he's like a percentage point behind in batting average, right?
Yes. So no, he's number one right now.
Oh, he moved up. All
right. Yeah, he's, that's what I'm saying. So if he could accomplish, I mean, if you get the triple crown, obviously you're gonna be the MVPs. There's like, this shouldn't even be a, you know what I'm saying? Like, there can't be a debate about that. Like, even if Shohei is pitching and fucking hitting, I don't give a fuck. If you get the triple crown, you're the MVP of the league, because that's one of the hardest things to do in baseball. So if you get that, yeah, like, you better be MVP or this shit is rigged. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, no, he'll get, if he wins a triple crown, I think even if he comes close to winning it, he's going to be MVP of the league. I mean, last time that was done, I think it was Miguel Cabrera. Was that like 2014?
Mm.
So it's been a, you know, quite some time since somebody had done the triple crown. But to do it while also setting a new home run mark makes it even that much more special. So he's gonna win it, bro.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Let's you know what we need to follow up on it. We talked about it a little bit, the Robert Sarver situation with Phoenix, the owner who. Last time we spoke, at the time of recording last week, all he had was a 1-year suspension and a $10 million fine, and we all kind of went in on that. But now the news broke today that he's actually looking to sell the team now due to all the backlash. So he's going to try to sell the Phoenix Suns and the Mercury.
But you saw the press conference that Adam Silver had, and he was talking about it, and I think people kind of felt the way about how Adam Silver was talking about how, you know, the relation of basically you being an owner versus you being an actual player. But I saw the parallels with the whole Donald Sterling thing, right? You know, with in essence, it was something that got out. It was inappropriate. You're the owner of a team. I thought that kind of was like a natural thing. But then he kind of was, what did he say? Oh, we can't force anybody. But maybe, well, you know, maybe that's just him being political. But yeah.
No, because one thing people forget about Donald Sterling in that situation, because yes, they're very similar because of the things that he's being accused of. But with Sterling, there was the audio that you couldn't deny. Like, you know, you could say, yo, he said this, she said that, they said this, they said that. But unless you got actual video or audio evidence that can prove, you know, a person's guilt, like without the shadow of a doubt, there's always going to be that, you know what I'm saying, like, a get out of jail free card. In this case is a 1-year suspension and, you know what I'm saying, like, and I think $10 million he got fined, something like that, which is nothing, you know what I'm saying, for him. He owns the Suns and the Mercury, so $10 million fine ain't really nothing, you know what I'm saying, to him. But I'm glad he is selling it. I will say that, but it kind of sucks because it takes the owners off of the hook a little bit, because I did would have liked to see the suggestion that Draymond made play out, where it was like, let the owners vote on whether or not he has to sell the team after he serves the year suspension. You know what I'm saying? And so you can kind of see where the owners is at. They got to put their money on the table.
Yeah, I mean, I thought from jump that the suspension and the fine was really just slap on the wrist. And as I mentioned before, because the way the collective bargaining agreement is set up and the way revenue sharing is set up, at the end of the year, all the teams split up the bread anyway. So the $10 million, that's him basically telling the league, instead of you sending my portion of the money, just keep that. So there ain't no money out of his pocket. And 1 year is nothing, bro. Like, just because he's not actively running the team don't mean he's not going to be a part of them conference calls. That don't mean he ain't going to be a part of them emails. So he's still going to be there. He just won't be in the arena. He won't be in the corporate offices. But I did have a problem with Adam Silver saying that, because to Tripp's point, yeah, you can't make them sell the team. But at the same time, you got enough impact to say, all right, I can't make you sell the team, but you're going to sit this out. You're going to sit this out for a few years. You're going to be suspended for 5 years. You're going to miss this amount of money. We're not just going to let you come back after 1 year as if nothing happened.
Shit is strange in the NBA. Y'all seen the story about the adult toys that fell on the highway in Oklahoma City?
Yeah, I did see that. that was some wild freaky boy shit, as you would say, Sean. That was some freaky boy time.
Definitely freaky time they was on.
Facts.
Like, how long you think it took for them to clean up, and what was out there? Like, I'm just, you know. It may not have been like anything crazy, but you know, the fact that it was adult toys or whatever. So Matt, so the first thing you're gonna say is it was mad dicks on the highway or some shit.
That's a fact. that's a weird situation. Like imagine you late for work, how you explain that?
Yeah.
You caught in traffic. Oh, you ain't never gonna believe what happened, man.
Word.
I don't even want to tell you because you're not gonna believe it.
It was a ton of dicks on the highway.
Yeah, right.
What you mean, guys, people driving? No.
I was almost to the exit, right? And then dildos just started falling out of the back of the truck. Like, really? Yeah, that's what happened. I knew you wasn't gonna believe me.
And
that's
just
a wild situation.
Started smacking my car.
Oh my god. It was just dildos hitting the front of the car, bouncing off the side. I was trying to avoid them. I didn't want to scratch up and dent up the car. It was worse than hell out there. It was really bad out there.
Man. Yo, hold on.
The wild shit, I want to see if somebody got footage of it, because you probably had a large portion of people who was trying to avoid hitting anything, right? Because you don't know what's falling out the truck. You're like, oh shit, you're just trying to get out the way. Mm-hmm. Then you probably did have the freaky bull who pulled his car over on the side. It was out there dodging traffic trying to get a pocket pussy.
If the pocket pussy was out there, you might have had to snatch you up one.
Fuck, I'm just saying that.
That gawk,
yeah,
5,000.
I'm sure there's a video of a dude out there holding up traffic, searching through the mess out there. Like, hold on, I know they got some shit over here.
I know they got that gawk I seen on Instagram.
Oh man,
I'm gonna have a good night tonight. I'm gonna light me a candle.
Yeah, man got sexy that night. Like, got a little bit of wine left over. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
You always got a little bit of something in the house.
Nah, that's some wild shit though.
No shit. Yo, it's Halloween coming up, man. I can't wait, man. Found me a little Freddy Krueger shirt in Walmart. They be having little shits for the low too.
That's who you going as, Freddy?
Nah, that's my motherfucker. Freddy Krueger used to fuck with me as a kid because you couldn't go to sleep, yo.
That was the thing with Freddy, yeah. You knew he was always lurking.
Yeah, bro. Like, you had to stay up. Like, that shit, he stalled you out, bro. Like, these other motherfuckers, you just running shit. But you know, Michael Myers and them only fuck with the white people that was having sex and shit.
That's true. No, that was Jason that only fuck with the white people having sex.
Okay, yeah,
Michael Myers
yeah.
fuck with everybody.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, Mike, I don't, and you know, they bringing back another version of Halloween. I'm like, man.
Yeah. After a while.
It's overdone.
You know, but one thing, Eric, you got to remember too, is that they're making them for the younger audience, and they didn't really experience it, so they just could figure they're going to just keep flipping shit and reversing it, and ain't nobody going to know about it. Meanwhile, the older cats is pissed off because it's the same shit we done seen. You know how it goes.
Yeah,
that's a good point, man. But it's still, bro. Like, it's then just remake it, bro. Like, don't try to continue it on. The last version of Halloween we saw, he was an old man already, bro. He ain't got the energy to be chasing cats down no more.
Nah, they got the fastest walk, yo. You know that.
Yeah, but we know, you know what I'm saying, with age, you start to lose your agility. You start to lose your memory. You telling me he's still remembering the house that he need to go to on Halloween? Come on, say he don't remember that shit. You know how old the heads be. They be sitting around and be like, oh shit, I was supposed to go do something today. Mike is at that age now.
Oh, he just forgetting to kill motherfuckers?
Yeah, he just, he remembering to kill in November. Halloween the past and shit. It's already November. Now he remember I was supposed to go kill somebody.
He follow motherfuckers. You know, he got like a Twitter page I follow, I think, Michael Myers. Yeah, man. They just be taking pictures together and shit and with the other guys and shit. Talking about, thinking about Halloween. It'd be wild, yo. It'd be wild.
With the gang. Shit, yeah, like that. Man. I don't know. I wish they would just leave it alone already.
They not though, man. What's her name? Julia Roberts? Is it Julia Roberts?
Nah,
Jamie Curtis. Jamie Curtis. Dog. Jamie Curtis.
Julia Roberts.
You see, did they do that to Gladys Knight and Dionne Warwick or somebody? You seen that?
Nah, I didn't see it, but I would be surprised if they did.
They did that shit. It was at a game or something like that. I don't know if it was, I don't know if it was Dionne Warwick, and they said it was Gladys Knight. And it was just, you know how they call like Wale, somebody else. Them motherfuckers don't be caring, dog. Somebody just wrote them like a note and said, that's that person. They ain't even look it up.
Yeah, that's a fact. They do be doing that.
You gotta be shitty for that. Yeah, I don't care. Yo, been branching out. I've been listening to this ESTG today and shit. Found a few joints on there I fuck with.
Oh, yeah, nah. He got some shit.
Yeah.
Dale's put me on him.
Yeah. You know, that's that shit when you riding around and shit. Do, 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 do.
I gotta check his shit out.
Yeah, he got some new joint that just came out. I be fucking with, cause I be listening to 42 Doug. It be the little dudes that be having the songs that you fuck with. Niggas be like five.
Is he still locked up? Cause wasn't he locked up?
I don't know. You got the ear to the street.
That's what I'm saying. He was locked up. I don't think he's home yet.
That's crazy. Let's look it up, man. It was another thing too. I wanted. So y'all, I know of course y'all spoke about the Prince Elizabeth passing away, but no. On some crazy shit, because I'd be listening, you know, we'd be listening to the financial podcast and shit, and it came across about the stuff that she owns, like she owned dolphins and all type of jewelry. Like she owns all the dolphins in the United Kingdom. It was some crazy shit. Like they got the motherfuckers that crazy bracket, like to that position or whatever his shit is.
Yeah, I mean, there's always been a lot of talk about the quote unquote kingdom and what they had authority over. You know, I think now that she's gone, I think we're going to start learning about some of the secrets within the kingdom, but in due time, we'll see.
Yeah.
I don't think that it's a coincidence that she had an issue with Princess Diana while she was still alive. And then she's also had an issue with her grandson's wife now. So, you know, protect the throne at all costs, I guess.
That shit wild, man, when you think about it. I mean, because that's just one of the last places in the world where you kind of have like a family situation where you pass that kind of down to the next person or whatever. And that bloodline shit is for real, you know. Just even on a simplistic level, you know, some people are like, they don't be with that, you know, mixing this shit or whatever. I was, you know, y'all know I'm a recruiter or whatever, but it's crazy because like the other day I noticed, like a lot of the kids that are mixed, like when they have like their white grandmothers with them, they kind of shot them away from certain things or whatever. But just little things I noticed.
I mean, you know, when it comes to race and the whole, you know, interracial and bloodlines and all that is a real thing, bro.
Yeah,
that's a real thing. And I think sometimes we don't acknowledge it enough. We see it from, you know, from a lot of older minded white people where they don't enjoy the intermingling of races and all that type of stuff because they understand the power that comes with that, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you start to mix bloodlines and certain people who aren't of the same complexion as you start to get some of the same privileges that you've been taking advantage of. That shit is real, bro. Mm-hmm. That shit is real. We need to stop fronting like marriage ain't a business because the original form of marriage was just that. It was a business. That's why arranged marriage comes from I'm wealthy, you wealthy, my daughter can marry your son, or what can you exchange for it to put ourselves in position to continue to grow as a family and as a bloodline?
Nah, shit is real. I can't even really ask, like, what would you do in that situation? Because I guess for some of us, if you was in that situation, that would just be a reality. If you was, I guess, had to be in an arranged marriage. But
I'm not with the, like, the old school way of arranged marriage where, like, you know, the guy and girl never even seen each other before, but their families have made this arrangement. So now it's like, that's what it is. Because I just think, you know, that's a recipe for disaster right there. But I do think there's a certain level of arranged marriages that already take place now. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you look at, like, I'm just a random name. I don't know what goes on in their family, but like you look at LeBron, right? You look at the school that his sons and his daughters are going to potentially go to. Sierra Canyon, the high school that his sons go to, is for the, you know, most affluent, the wealthy of the wealthy, you know. And the reason he chose that school is because he knew my son would be able to just blend in as a celebrity child, as opposed to him going to a traditional high school where people would want to take pictures and be all around him. But really, all that's doing is setting it up so that Bronny and Bryce, now you around the elite women as well. You're not dealing with, you know, middle class women from middle America or lower income women. You're dealing with the upper level women. So you know what happens. You get your high school sweetheart or you go off to college and you still dating women that are on that kind of level of what you were growing up in. So now you from a wealthy family, she from a wealthy family, and then y'all just keep it going. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of that shit does still happen. It's just done very subtly, where it's like, you know, I'm not going to allow my child to date this particular person because they not from, they not headed the direction that I want my kid to go.
Yeah, that's a good spin on it. Yeah. I mean, because you are the people that you hang around. Mm-hmm. You know, those people make it break who you are or whatever. Especially when you dating them or whatever, because you change your whole perception of a lot of things. You know, depending on how old you are, how strong you can be or whatever, that can, you know, be the determining factor, that person that you dating. So, yeah, man, touche.
Man. All right, well, shit. That with that being said, I found some fucking STG, you know what I'm saying, ESTG for y'all. If y'all, okay, you know, if y'all want to take a listen, you know,
then we're gonna close it out with that joint.
Yeah, cause yeah, he got a new joint that actually just dropped. So
yeah, the joint with Future is cool. The joint with Jeezy is cool. We got some other joints on there, but those are the major joints. But there's some other ones on there.
Facts. Shooting the shit.
Shooting the shit.
Shooting the motherfucking shit, man.
I had to tell her, watch her mouth, she say it's demons on me. Now that's my people died before me, not trying to leave me alone. Just go to show you, if you don't know something, don't be speaking on it. Make sure I'm proper, check my posture, my yeek should be showing. Jack of all trades, but nowadays I work on shooting mostly. You heard the story about the Dada Island Bloody Ocean. We been in corners serving boulders, we bought back the culture. Red said we lacking leadership and made me take it over. For sure the last man standing, I always get to tell the story. Before we made it to our glory, the streets told us for me. A chief could never fully lead if he ain't been no soldiers. Rico, you told me they was faking not to let them closer. My heart was broken when they told me I was getting work from Nola. I felt the tension, kept my distance, analyzed their motion. Supposed to be family, how we couldn't get no understanding. They took your pact and came through clapping right in front of my hands. You had me thinking I'm the reason, made me get back active. You tried to crash me knowing I loved you like you was my daddy. I had a pure heart and you grabbed it and took it for granted. I ain't feel sadness when they smash you cause you hurt me badly. Live in perspective, love is evil when you see it backwards. We got a code that we can't go against.